7:31, this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The COVID-19 P1 variant has been detected in Colorado for the first time. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
This strain is highly contagious. In some cases, it's reinfected people who'd already recovered from the coronavirus. In Brazil, that variant is fueling a record-breaking increase in cases. Sean O'Leary, an infectious disease doctor with Children's Hospital Colorado, says in general, vaccines are pretty good at stopping the variants. But as COVID-19 circulates, it's possible more dangerous variants could emerge.
It's a real concern. We're by no means out of the woods.
The health department says the CDC has identified two P1 cases in Boulder. The travel history for the two is unknown. The health department is doing contact tracing to see if the variant virus has spread to others. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The number of older Coloradans catching COVID-19 has dropped sharply as the state has ramped up vaccinations. Dr. Eric France is the state's chief medical officer.
We've seen cases decline precipitously for people 70 and older, to the point now that their rates are actually lower than school-age kids, which used to be the lowest rate in the state.
80% of Coloradans 70 and older have now had at least one dose of the vaccine. Still, public health experts caution that most people haven't been vaccinated, and overall cases are now rising again. Voters in Colorado Springs have chosen some new faces for their city council. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin has more.
While incumbents Richard Scorman and Yolanda Avila won re-election on Tuesday, David Geislinger appeared to be headed toward defeat by challenger Randy Helms. Mike O'Malley won his district in his first election since being appointed to council earlier this year. In other districts, current council members faced term limits. Dave Donaldson appears poised to take over representation of the northwest side of Colorado Springs. Nancy Henschum carries the lead to represent central Colorado Springs. Ballot counting resumes this morning. The new city councilors have some overlapping priorities in infrastructure needs and support for small businesses. Voters across the city also decided to remove a word count limit on titles for future tax measures. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
Colorado Springs and Denver have highs today in the 60s. This is CPR News.